Hello, my name is Jean Shannon, and welcome to the second episode of Small Voice. You know, sometimes a subject or conversation will ricochet around our head for days and lead to all sorts of new ideas. Today, Sharon Jacobs shares her response to a recent conversation.
My name is Sharon Jacobs. This morning, we gathered as a discussion group, and four concepts were presented to us. These concepts were radical candor, which is speaking the truth in love; ruinous empathy, being love without truth; obnoxious aggression, speaking truth without love; and manipulative insincerity, having no love or truth. And this inspired the poet in me. That small voice, my small voice, is it speaking the truth in love, gently empowering, striving for clarity? Is it speaking with love, but without truth, fearfully skirting the issues that need to be spoken? Perhaps tenderly embracing the other, offering the words and presence that quieten the rough waters of the soul, encouraging healing, seeking smoother seas of tranquility? Or is it offering truth without love? The raw facts from one perspective, those blunt statements that shock, the brutal honesty that challenges, the impassive presentation to the intellect that wounds, that breaks boundaries, yet can be a road less travelled that needs to be walked at times? And what of the voice that holds no love or carries no truth, impassive and uncaring? Those brusque, bluff blarings that bludgeon the soul, that interrupt the gentle stream of thought. Does each have its part, its own time, its moment of import, to discern the needs of the other, to maintain the boundaries of self? Lord, grant me the wisdom to hear your small voice always.
You have been listening to the podcast series Small Voice. We hope that these words may encourage you to find your own small voice and to speak the truth in love. Perhaps this is a conversation to have with others. We will be adding to these small voice conversations each month. And to listen to other podcasts, please visit our website, www.smallvoice.net.au.